Bishop Jerome Lestecky says he has 3 weeks left as an administrator at the La Crosse Diocese. He says that's not enough time and they won't have the resources to look into cases of abuse.
You're talking Christmas, you know, and being certainly I will take a look at that consideration and I will pass it on to those people who will be in authority here.
Officials from the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, contacted Bishop Lestecky 2 weeks ago by letter. However, Peter Isley says they first tried to talk with Lestecky and the diocese in January. Isley is the Midwest director of SNAP.
Can you imagine if there was a lingering scandal and all of this evidence of child sexual abuse in any other organization, in a school system, or that would be the superintendent's answer? It would be unacceptable.
Bishop Lestecky says it's an emotional issue on which everyone has a different approach to healing. He says the diocese will take a look at SNAP's demands.
I will do what we have continued to do to responding to the sexual abuse questions as they arrive. But I can't do anything outside which would encumber my successor coming in.
Lestecky says he will follow the procedures established by the Milwaukee Archdiocese in handling any allegations of child sexual abuse when he becomes the 11th Archbishop there in January. SNAP's Isley says Lestecky's response will prompt victims to think the diocese doesn't consider allegations of sexual abuse a top priority. The La Crosse Diocese has confirmed 10 cases of clergy sexual abuse. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.